yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon toward the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hands on him. He took him aside in private away from the crowd and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then, looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to do a little exercise with me. I want you to take your hands. First of all, just look at them. You know your hands probably better than anyone. You know where each little scar comes from, every little ding. You know how they feel, how they work. Are they a little stiff today? They feeling good? Amber's all warmed up. Now take your hands and squeeze them into the tightest fist you possibly can squeeze without hurting yourself too much. Tight, tight, tight fist. Keep it, hold it there. You feeling that? Now let go. When Jesus said, "Be opened," that's what he was talking about. Of course, this was a man whose ears and tongue were bound. And Jesus simply said the words, "Be opened," and he touched him. And the man was set free. Do you feel that when your blood came back into your fingers and your hands felt alive again? That's what it is to be open. I love having the choir back and to have Bev to collaborate with. No hands but our own. She chooses on God's work our hands. Sunday, your hands are consecrated through the waters of holy baptism. You were anointed, chosen as a child of God, anointed to be God's hands and feet and voice in the world. says, "Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God, he will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be unstopped. The ears of the deaf unstopped. The lame shall leap like a deer in the tongue of the speechless sing for joy." These are not just specific physical healings. These are also metaphors for what it is to be freed under the grace of God. Be opened, says Jesus. And the man was opened. What part of your life needs to be opened or unstopped or set free, released? Does fear keep you like this? Does resentment hold you tight? Anger, jealousy, bitterness, even grief can bind us up. Jesus says, be open. It's not a legalistic command. It's God's desire for us to live in the freedom of Christ. The freedom of Christ, as James says, calls us to not be partial. James has a little practical advice book for the church. And it's a short read, it's an easy read. But what he says is, you know, church gets its shorts in a bundle sometimes about all sorts of things. Not this church, of course. But you won't, I mean, those of you who have been here for generations know that people have said, if they've known people who have said, "Well, I couldn't go to your church. I don't have the right clothing." That was generations ago, thank God. But churches build their own reputations. Are they closed? Are they open? Communion tables, I think, is where a lot of people find their freedom in this congregation. Many of us have come from other traditions that have had closed tables. My husband's an ex-Roman Catholic. He talks about how he went and worked at a Lutheran Bible camp as a Roman Catholic college student. And when you're thinking about all of those things, my church won't let me commune with you, but I do love Jesus and I want to work at this camp. Now, and he learned about grace, and he learned about God's unconditional love, apart from the law. And grace sets us free. So on the last day of camp, when the camp celebrated communion, Vince took communion with the camp. And I imagine there weren't many dry eyes in place. Many of you have experienced that. Freedom. That God accepts me. You know the old hymn, "Just as I am." They sang that at all the Billy Graham Crusades. Do you remember those days? "Just as I am." But in a lot of places, the church says, "Well, just as I am, but you still have to change that." No. "Just as I am" And we strive for that. We strive for that to be our reputation here. Be open. That's going to mean something different to every heart here. Can I come with all of my wounds? Can I come with my background? Is my friend invited? The answer is yes, but not because of our righteousness or how good we are, but because we proclaim the living Lord Jesus, who was convinced by a Syrophoenician Gentile to heal her daughter. We are set free by a living Lord Jesus, who healed the blind and the deaf and the mute, both physically and spiritually. We are set free to be open by the living Lord Jesus, who says, just as you are, is who I love and claim as my own, and will not leave you ever and eternally. It's not by our own righteousness. Thank God. Right? We screw up every day. We catch ourselves pointing fingers and then we have to stop. We are God's hands and voice and feet in the world. And the world doesn't understand unconditional love. And if they don't hear it from the church, they're not going to hear it from any place else. So you see, if you're perhaps visiting, some of us are wearing these shirts today, God's Work, Our Hands. It's a thing in the ELCA this second Sunday in September. We go out into the community and do some service projects. Let people know that we're not just about what happens inside this building. We've got, if you don't have a t-shirt and you haven't signed up for anything, that's okay. If you want to come into the parish hall, we've got all sorts of projects. Packing things up for Lutheran World Relief, packing up birthday cakes, mixes for Galesburg High School North, the Alternative High School. We are cleaning up the park. What else are we doing? Adopt a Highway. Yes, we're cleaning up our neighborhood. So if you're able to stick around and do a little bit of extra, be thinking about how it is that your hands are consecrated to God for God's service, and that we return our service to God out of sheer gratitude for what God has done for us. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.